You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another pretty funny thread that was going around on Reddit over the last few days was asking people about the pettiest thing they'd ever done after breaking up with someone. Have you ever... And maybe you look back and you're a little ashamed, embarrassed that you did it. Or maybe you look back and you think, hey, that was really clever.
Some of the stuff I've seen come in, I posted this on my Facebook over the weekend. Some of the stuff that came in, I'm impressed by the creativity.
Give me some.
Really, really impressed. Let me go over to my little document here. I copied a bunch over and painted them, pasted them. Jessica says, I waited until 15 minutes before the new season of Game of Thrones started. Then I changed the password on the HBO account that I knew he was still using. That's awesome. That's really good. He was super far along in Fortnite, years and years of playing. I logged into his account and deleted it. Savage, says Lisa.
Oh.
Savage. Hmm. And then there's a few more. There's one I'm going to read to you in a little bit about a penis. But this one made me laugh. Caitlin says, I went to a bakery and acquired 4 black trash bags of old bagels and threw them at his house overnight. The night his sprinklers would run. He had a squishy mess the next day. That's Caitlin.
Oh, God. That's a lot of work.
Creative.
On the Reddit thread, people were saying stuff like clean the toilet with his toothbrush and then put it back.
Yeah, that's gross. Can you imagine finding that out?
Stole every single one of his power cords, including the cord to his fridge.
That's good. That's really good.
All power cords.
But you got to have some anger going on to get over there and do that and search the house for every cord and take it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some built-up anger. Man.
Stuffed raw fish into the curtain rods of his windows.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that trick.
I've heard of people putting various things in curtain rods because that's someplace that nobody ever looks, whether it's an old banana or whatever.
You're like, what's that smell?
Shove it up in there.
Put old shrimp in there.
There's some classic story about somebody who could not find the origin of the smell. And they finally got so fed up, like when their lease of their apartment ended, they just moved. But they took the curtain rods with them, not knowing that that's where it was coming from. And they just put the curtain rods up in the new place.
Still stinks.
Okay. Well. So what do you got? Here's our number, 303-6911-MIX, 691-1649. I'm trying to think if I ever did anything ridiculously petty after a breakup. I pretty much have been the just put my head down and move on to whatever's next. But I think one thing that I did that would be considered petty is we had broken up and then she moved away. And then there was something that she said about, I can't remember what it was. And I was like, well, then fine. I took everything she had ever given me and I put it all in a big box and shipped it to her.
That's good.
And it was just like, look,
if I'm
that big of a, you know, a blight on your life, you know, here, just take all of this back, you know. There's a really nice leather coat in there, too.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that was stupid.
You could have wore it when you drove your motorcycle around. So one of my most favorites, I don't think I've told in years, is when I broke up with somebody, I'd given her a really nice stereo set for Christmas. It was like a bookshelf. When bookshelf stereos were a thing. And I went over to her house after we broke up because I could still get in, and I just took the right speaker from the stereo.
Just the
right speaker, so she heard everything in the left channel. So she could never use that stereo again. I just took
it
one
is,
speaker.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the petty thing you did after a breakup?
I just took my dog.
You just took your dog, huh?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm out walking her now.
Yeah, I could tell.
Okay, well, yeah, thank
you
for
that. That was
a good
one. Thanks, Josh.
I took the dog.
All right.
All right. Sarah, thank you. Here's Emily. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the petty thing you did?
So I ended up, after we broke up, I got a whole bunch of, like, keys from Etsy and eBay and, like, a whole bunch of keys that didn't go to anything. And I got some plastic tags, and I wrote his name and number on them. And then I kind of just scattered them throughout Denver. And so now people are calling him all the time to try and return these keys that he, you know, doesn't have.
You are freaking brilliant, Emily.
That's hilarious.
Brilliant. I love you.
I got to know, did you come up with this evilness on your own or did you hear about it from someone else?
So one of my friends, he did it on a much smaller scale, but I kind of like put 500 keys.
Yes.
500
keys. I love you and I love this story and I don't ever want to be on your bad side.
My God.
He was calling me and he was asking me like where this all came from because he knows my handwriting and I was like, I don't know.
Oh, that's weird, huh?
Oh, my
Somebody's
God.
Somebody's playing a trick on you.
Emily, that's hilarious.
How
Thank
long
you
ago,
for the laugh.
Hold on. How long ago was this?
So this was like a year and a half ago.
So potentially he could still be getting calls every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I sleep at night loving that.
Go have a great week, Emily.
It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
God, that's so good.
Emily, thank you for that. Oh, man. Here's Tracy. Tracy, what's the petty thing you've done when you broke up?
Good morning, boys. Well, I was dating a drummer and wanted to break up with him. He was kind of a jerk, and he had a big gig, and his drums were all packed up. I unpacked the bass drum and spray painted "Beat It" on his drum, and he didn't know it until he got to the gig, so he couldn't really hide it.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Tracy, thank you for
thank
the
you,
call.
Thank you, Tracy. You got him good.
Thank you so much. Just beat it. Here's Sandra. Sandra, good morning. What's the petty thing that you did after a breakup?
Good morning. So it wasn't to mine, but when my cousin and her ex broke up, I went to her apartment and we were helping her move out. And along the way, I was unplugging all of his electronics. So like the DVD, the Fire Stick, I was unplugging everything and just letting it fall behind the entertainment centers.
Oh, boy.
I was taking the batteries out of remotes, but I was just dropping them. I was just putting them in a little basket he had on the counter.
So you're making things super inconvenient for him.
Yes, that was my goal. I just wanted to inconvenience him.
You're a serial inconveniencer.
And I was unplugging, like, I unplugged his headphones that he had charging, his Nintendo.
No, you didn't.
You know,
I will say the beauty of what you did is that you can't be accused of stealing anything.
Exactly,
like, for instance, right. So it's all right there. It's just been moved. You didn't steal a thing.
That's pretty good.
Exactly.
That's pretty good.
He called and said that I stole stuff. I was like, no, sir. I just took the batteries out and I dropped them in the basket.
You just adjusted their location. That's all. Sandra, that makes us laugh. Thank you for the call. Like Kim says, he cheated. I moved out while he was at work, took all the toilet paper and all the light bulbs.
All right.
Now, that's funny, but see, that could be considered theft. Where if she had just taken all the light bulbs and put them in weird places, weird. Maybe.
Here's my favorite one that came in on a private message on my Facebook. They said, please don't say my name, so I won't. She said, after finding out my then boyfriend of 2 years had cheated on me with multiple girls, I was truly devastated, Jer. Without hesitation, I printed off 50 copies of his PP Ding Ding from pictures he had sent me. And proceeded to hide them around his parents' house, hiding them in boxes of Christmas decorations, underneath his parents' pillows, underneath pill bottles in the medicine cabinet, just about anywhere I knew his family would see them. Now that one,
my son,
is
you've grown
good. Like you think you found them all, and then come December, you go open the box of Christmas decorations. Ah. Put that on top of the tree.